Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Sulfur water from artesian wells filled early swimming pools in the area. Claude and Anna Smith built a pool on their property near Old U.S. 1 in Gifford in the 1920s. Their brick home came a few years later. The house has four levels, including a cellar that was encased in dirt displaced by the pool. Pat Smith, one of their daughters, has fond memories of the pool.
When we got ready to clean it, that was a big mess because sulfur water makes a big mess. It is slick. I guess you'd call it algae. We would drain the pool and let the algae dry.
But before you cleaned it, you had a little fun with that slick algae.
We slid down the middle of it. Started out, we'd slide on our feet with our knees bent down low, and then we'd slide sometimes on our bottom ends. We got so we were brave enough that we'd slide down there standing up. We did a pretty good job of it.
Sounds like a water park in a way.
We had a lot of fun, and it was a lot of work to clean it. If you didn't come help clean it, you weren't supposed to come swim. Sometimes we were pretty lax about it. And my mother, she was such a jewel. If there was a bunch of kids out there swimming, she'd make a great big old thing of popcorn and bring it out.
Sometimes you shared the space in the pool with sea turtles.
You didn't ever take them off the beach unless you let them lay their eggs, but sometimes it wasn't convenient to butcher the turtle the night you caught them, and you couldn't just leave them lay out in the sun, so people would bring their sea turtle up and put out in the pool for them to stay until they could get together a crew to clean them. We'd drain the pool, and they'd clean them in the pool and then wash the residue right out the drain.
But the sea turtle was alive and well when they brought it and put it in the pool.
Oh, yes. They would swim round and round and round the pool, and we would jump in or dive in and catch a hold of the shell of the turtle just above the flippers. It was like having one of those underground sub things, and it was great fun.
I bet it was fun. The turtle didn't seem to mind.
Well, he swam like the devil trying to get away from us, but we managed to hang on.
How big were some of those turtles?
I know at least one time that there was a big old leatherback out there that they figured weighed 1,200 pounds, but mostly they weighed from 800 to 1,000 pounds.
They got acclimated to the sulfur water?
We never kept them there terribly long, probably 2 weeks or so. It never seemed to make any difference with them. They'd come up and breathe just like they do in the ocean.
Your pool also was used for baptisms, you were telling me.
All the churches in the area that did immersion used the pool, and I mean all of them. It was neat to watch them. Some of the charismatic churches got a little overjoyed with their baptisms, and we would kind of get a kick out of it. We'd sit up in the rubber tree at the end of the pool and kind of laugh about them. Not out loud. We were very respectful, but sometimes we were so anxious for them to leave so that we could swim.
I just can't get over the sea turtles swimming around your family swimming pool.
It was a lot of fun, and they never offered to try to bite us or anything. At first, we were a little bit afraid, but we got so we weren't afraid of them at all.
The Smith home was really a farm. The family always had a few cows and pigs and a garden.
I remember one time, Mom and Dad bought 100 little chicks. Whenever they got big enough to butcher, we had to clean all those chickens. I thought I would never eat a piece of chicken again. Because I had small hands and was small, they let me reach in and get the entrails out.
Oh, my goodness.
But we liked having the fried chicken after a bit. It was mighty fine to have chicken.
Pat Smith and her late husband, Don, operated Don Smith's paint store in downtown Vero Beach for years. The store's been in business for nearly 5 decades, and it's still in the family. Grandson, Britton Smith, works there now, and his dog, a red-nosed pit bull named Chopper, sometimes sings when he's not sleeping. Britton accompanies him on the harmonica. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.